Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
United Airlines is not necessarily the friendly skies that they want you to think. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
And of course, here we're not talking about the personalities of the pilots or the flight attendants or anything. We're talking about their unwillingness to give accommodations for the COVID shots.
Yeah, so we're not talking about the people. We're talking about the policies and the CEO at the time. This was through COVID, 2020, 2021, 2022, and continuing. So Liberty Counsel has filed late 2025 federal lawsuits against United Airlines on behalf of three former employees.
Three lawsuits, in fact.
Three separate lawsuits. The airline refused to take part in what Title VII requires involving religious accommodation processes, and they fired these individuals for refusing the COVID shot.
And just like so many other employees, they didn't want to take the COVID shots because of all the shots are associated with aborted fetal cell lines.
Yeah, so they're all Christians. They all have biblical beliefs and they're pro-life. And they did research and they found that all of them are associated one way or another in the testing or development phase using aborted fetal cells.
Besides it being an experimental drug to begin with.
Right, and harming their body, which is the temple.
Right.
So one of the lawsuits is on behalf of a pilot. This pilot is a former Navy pilot. And the pilot has a lot of years of experience, including 25 years as a pilot with United.
That's pretty loyal.
Another, believe it or not, is a reservations supervisor who has only worked remotely.
And I think she worked for 20-something years as well.
She did. So she doesn't go into an office. And so, like the pilot, she requested a religious accommodation to be excused from the COVID shot.
She doesn't have contact with other employees or customers or anything like that.
Yeah, so when you call to United or some other place to book a flight, it likely goes to a lot of these different people that are working remotely. And this is what she did. She's a reservations supervisor. So she's been there for a long time and she works in her home.
I mean, could you imagine calling United Airlines for a reservation and say, excuse me, have you had your COVID shot first before I could get my reservation? That makes no sense.
She doesn't even have contact with other employees.
I know.
Or people. It's
Who
all
cares,
by phone,
you know?
Or by computer. So why would you have an issue in terminating her for not getting the COVID shot? It'd be a fairly simple accommodation.
No.
The third person that we filed a lawsuit on is a flight attendant. And she has faithfully served United for 28 years. So you've got, 20, 40, 60 years or so combined service just with these three. And these are just the tip of the iceberg.
And of course, set aside all of this, now the studies continue to come out against these COVID shots and the harm they're causing people. I mean, we interviewed a pilot who fortunately had just landed, but he had a heart attack because he'd had the COVID shot. So, besides the religious beliefs, it's just being wise, I think, if they choose not to.
Yeah, that was an American Airlines pilot that we actually interviewed on one of our programs, Freedom Alive TV program. And he was flying. He felt coerced into getting the COVID shot, didn't want to, but he was told if you don't get it, you're not going to fly.
And he was a longtime pilot.
Same thing. And he succumbed to the pressure, so he got the COVID shot. He lands in the Dallas-Fort Worth airport, taxis to the place where the people get off on the loading ramp, and just a few minutes after stopping the aircraft, has a heart attack. And then they have to bring in, since they're now connected to the gangway, gets EMS to come in. Fortunately, they were already on the ground. They had to do emergency CPR and take him to the hospital.
But imagine if he had been flying at that time.
I know, it could have been. Imagine if he would have been landing or taking off.
Right.
And he's the one with the controls.
And now he'll never fly again.
No, because he had all these things attached to his body, monitoring things. He had to have all kinds of medical intervention, all because he had this myocarditis type of reaction to the COVID shot.
But these airlines are pushing the shot, but then they're saying, if something happens, then, well, you can't fly again.
Well, and amazing, you know, when we were looking at this for American and United, they actually had a policy that said that if they got disabled from these shots, then you would get some kind of disability for a certain amount of time, and then it would last a little bit longer. They actually had a provision in their policy, in their bargaining, where their union actually had something that United put out. And so they were actually prepared to have these people get injured.
Yeah, so why would you need that?
Yeah, why would you need it if it was so safe and effective?
Right.
But they had that in there. But anyway, I remember when this came out, United was one of the worst offenders, and their CEO was pompous. He was chiding people, threatening people who would bring a religious accommodation forward. You better make sure that it's sincere, because if you're not, you're going to regret this. So United would not listen to these people, and thousands of them were affected. Mm-hmm. So why are we just now filing a lawsuit on behalf of these three people? Well, these three people filed their complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. Since it's Title VII, the federal law that involves employment rights and laws, in order to file a lawsuit, you have to first file the administrative complaint with the EEOC. And the EEOC, in some of these cases, took a long time to respond. And so during the Biden administration, the EEOC did not want to respond in some of these cases because they wanted to withhold people's right to be able to file suit. And if they don't respond within a certain period of time, like 180 days, then you can file suit. So the EEOC just came back with their response in 2025 after they filed their complaints in 2022. They just came back with their response in 2025. And they said that these employees had probable cause that United had violated Title VII, probable cause, which that's a big deal that the EEOC acknowledged that. So that gave us the opportunity then to file a federal lawsuit, which we did on behalf of all three of them.
Well, United also violated a fundamental employment principle where they're supposed to engage in an interactive process to accommodate sincerely held religious beliefs, and they did not do that.
And that's a real kicker. That's a real big issue, and that's something that we're arguing also in this New York case that we have, Doe's versus Hochul. So when you have an employee that has a sincerely held religious belief and you have an employment practice, like in this case, the company said you needed to get the COVID shot, and the employee says, that violates my sincerely held religious belief, they bring that to the attention of the employer. Then the employer has the burden to engage in what you call an interactive process. So they have to talk to the employee, learn about their religious belief. In this case, I can't take the COVID shot because it's association with aborted fetal cells. Okay, then have an interactive process. How can we accommodate you? For the reservation supervisor, that's a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need it. You're not in contact with anybody anyway. And remember, United could have done it for the pilot and for the flight attendants too, because remember, we have a list of all the exceptions that United has. So United, if you have a pilot from another airline,
mm-hmm.
and that pilot wants to get a ride in your airline, wants to ride in United to be able to get from A to B, and you then, just as a courtesy, that's what these airlines do, they allow these other pilots from other airlines to ride in the jump seat. And so if you're a pilot of another airline, you can ride in a United jump seat and not get the COVID shot. So they make an exception for that. If you are flying one of the commuter planes that have United Airlines on the side of it, then those people who were flying the commuter planes, even though they're jets and they have United on it, but those are commuter planes, you don't have to get the COVID shot.
I mean, how does that make sense?
All of the vendors that come on there that stock the aircraft, they don't need to get the COVID shot. And if you're flying internationally and you are interacting with United Airline employees in, say, London or other some places around the world, and they don't need to get the COVID shot. So they have all these exceptions. They could have accommodated the pilots. They could have accommodated the stewards, the attendants. They could have accommodated everybody. And certainly they could have accommodated our reservation supervisor. Pray for our case. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/airline.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.